Okay, welcome everyone. Appreciate you taking the time tonight for this special meeting. As I indicated in an email that I sent, we have a crisis at my employer today, so I could drop off this call at any time. I'm hopeful that I can stay on for a sizable portion of it, but I wanted to put everybody on notice before we got started. So again, welcome, and for the record, we'll all introduce ourselves. I'll start. I'm Alex Trotman, the outgoing CPAC chair. Tonight is my last meeting.
Stephen Hagberg, vice chair.
Crystal Edward.
Yep, sorry, Crystal. I'm Shana Rayfield.
Lewis Cooper.
Jennifer, if you could unmute yourself.
Jennifer Vasilis.
Okay, so approval of tonight's agenda was distributed last week by Latasha before she began her furlough.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Yep.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition or abstentions? Okay. Next item is to suspend the bylaws for this meeting that would normally allow for public comment. Because it's a subcommittee meeting focused specifically, because it's a special meeting focused specifically on subcommittee tasks, we wanted to minimize outside participation, since the outcome of this meeting will really drive the next meeting in July and the work of the subcommittees going forward. So can I have a motion on that suspension?
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Very good. The focus of tonight's meeting is the CPAC subcommittee structures. So we want to talk about all the subcommittees and the folks who want to be part of it, each of those subcommittees. So we'll start with the program subcommittee.
Program or policy?
It's policy and program,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we
hey, Alex, can I ask just for a point of reference, can you cite all the committees first so we'll know what we're dealing with?
I can, if you'll give me a minute to find the subcommittee list.
I think the ones that we had talked about in the last meeting, so we had the community outreach committee, CTR subcommittee, CTRT subcommittee, we were going to start back up again, and then the policy subcommittee. But I don't think we really created any other ones, and I don't think the ones prior to that, from my knowledge, but I'm not looking at any documentation.
Yeah, we hadn't formalized the CTRT subcommittee, but it was functioning as one. So Crystal's correct on that. So we talked last time about the members, the new members of the Policy and Program Committee. And of course, right now I can't find my notes about those meetings, about those people that volunteered.
Are we still getting meeting minutes typed out for our meetings?
We are still expecting minutes from the last meeting, but Latasha did not distribute them prior to her furlough starting, unless she handed them off to Lakota.
I may have them on my backlog, so I'll be searching through them over the next day or two.
Okay.
That's what I was just searching for them in mine, and I can't find them, so she might not have sent them out. But trying to listen and pay attention and search emails at the same time. Hey, Dana. Who else is here with the flower?
Yeah, we have an unnamed participant that's hiding behind a flower. If whoever that is could rename themselves, that would be great.
I'm working on it.
Okay. Going back to the earlier discussion, the official subcommittees of CPAC are the Policy and Program Review Subcommittee, the Outreach Subcommittee, and the Data and Trends Subcommittee. And then we decided at our last meeting that we would formalize CTRT as a subcommittee, and Crystal has agreed to lead that subcommittee.
Okay, so we don't have a list of the names of the people who initially volunteered last meeting for the policy subcommittee?
No, that was me, Jill.
Oh.
The policy, hi. Sorry, I joined a little late. So I'm part of the policy committee because I was an alternate, but I think we traded that. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, it's okay that we don't necessarily have it as long as everyone remembers if what they want to do, that's what we're here to talk about. So, Alex, do you just want to start with kind of,
I think we should start with the policy and program.
Okay. So maybe just a quick, wait, let me see. Where's the I think we should talk just briefly about what that subcommittee is going to be doing. And then if anybody has questions or maybe they have a skill set they want to offer up for that subcommittee, like this is the time to do it. So from the last meeting, we were talking about looking at the bylaws that we have in place currently for the CPAC, and then also looking at the municipal code that allows the CPAC to exist. And Tanisha, correct me if I say if none of this makes sense.
You're right.
And so really looking at that and making sure that number one, they align, and number two, that they give us I don't know if authority is the right word, but they give us the terminology to do what we need to do as the vision of the CPAC was created. So yes. If anybody has any comments about that, we
I
can
think
just
that was the one that I was on.
Okay.
In the meeting with Councilmember Blocker and Mayor Woodards, it was also suggested that that committee would look at if there were other things that this committee felt CPAC should be doing that is not explicitly laid out in the charter, to bring those items forward as well.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that, things that we should be doing, that we think we should be doing, right?
Yep.
Yeah, what I understood it to be was like, is our goals and what we want to do, is it commensurate, and like, are we able to do it with kind of the rules set in place?
Okay, so I have on the list right now Jill and Shayna, and then Lewis, I think you were on that subcommittee as well.
Yeah, I am.
He is. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so Lewis is on that one, and then Kiara gave up her spot, I think, for you, Jill, right?
Right.
Okay. Does anybody remember people that were on that subcommittee?
I had written down that you were interested in being on that subcommittee.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am
the alternate, right? Because she
joined. I'm also on the outreach subcommittee and going to be doing the CTRT. So I just want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to participate where they want, and then, you know, not put so much work on myself. So I guess.
I think I was also on that committee.
Yeah, Jennifer, I would say that, yeah.
And if I had a note here that you had interest, expressed interest in being on that committee.
And then how many people do we need?
The issue is we can't have more than five committee members. Actually, we can't have more than four once I drop off, because that would be a quorum. And we can't have a quorum at a subcommittee.
Right. Okay,
So if Crystal's an alternate on that committee, and then Jennifer, Jill, Sheena, and Lewis are the other members, then we're fine.
Okay.
I think this is Elizabeth Alsme. I think I have volunteered for some committee, and I thought it was CCRT.
It was.
Okay.
So I'm going to put you down for that one, Elizabeth, if you want to stay there.
Okay. I do. That'd be great.
Okay. So now we have four on the policy subcommittee.
Four and an alternate, right.
And an alternate. And then the outreach, Alex, if you want to slow me down, go ahead. Should we jump to the outreach one?
Sure. That's you and Dana right now.
Okay. So I think everyone who is on the call, we had a lot of that discussion at the last special meeting about the policy subcommittee, but I think it would benefit the group to go over a little bit of the outreach background, so you guys kind of know also where you're coming from when you and what you're getting into when you volunteer for the subcommittee. Dana, do you want to jump in and talk about the outreach group and kind of what we're doing and what we want to do in the future?
Sure, sorry. I'm also listening in on the immigrant and refugee meeting at the same time. So if it doesn't look like I'm paying fully attention here, that's a true statement. Just as a side note, I did send an email out quickly. They have police representation at their meeting tonight, so I wanted to kind of hear what was happening there. So for the education and outreach, we've really noticed that there was a lack 2 years ago of any kind of real idea of how to find us anywhere, really, unless you were savvy enough to navigate your way through the city webpage. And we really had a lack of seats filled. So we had open seats and we were trying to figure out how to do that. So Crystal and I, and who else was on that? There's somebody else.
I don't remember. Daniel, a long time ago.
There we go. Yeah, when we first started. And so really what we were trying to do is figure out how we could do better about getting information out about who we are, what we're doing, and how folks can get involved. I think one of the things that we're finding out right now is that because there was an incident, now people are definitely interested in what we're doing. But I think that we need to ride that wave and really get people engaged rather than just interested. I want people to be engaged with our committee and really showing up to some meetings with us. I think if our job is to be kind of the go-between and the bridge, we need to have a lot of folks showing up to actually help create struts in that bridge so that we can be a stronger bridge between the community and the police themselves. So a couple of things we did. We actually did a couple of kind of media blitzes. We went out to different events last summer and passed out just flyers about what we do and how people could get involved. And then Crystal and I were able to actually go on to the I want to say Good Morning Tacoma, but I know that's not what it is.
City Line.
Thank you. And we were able really just to kind of talk about some of the things that have been happening. And honestly, we've been really heavy side of things, right? So there's been kind of this interesting kind of crossover between what we do as the outreach and education, and really we were pushing that CTRT. So I think right now, goals is we're looking forward. As with everything, I think everything is kind of at this new point of figuring out how we can better promote what we do and get citizens to actually come to some of these meetings and be more vocal. I think the last meeting we had was pretty fantastic with how many citizens actually showed up and voiced some concerns and actually were available up with us. So I thought that was great. I know for this meeting, I put out a little invite on Facebook, and then I also put up our agenda in like multiple places on Facebook. So I just think as a subcommittee member of this, one of the things that I want to do is take some personal responsibility and actually really promote things in different areas and make sure to take the time to really not just like put something out there and hope that people find us, but to actually get ourselves out there so that we can really show that we're doing something important in this committee. So Crystal, did I talk around that enough?
Yeah.
Dana, I think one of the things that this committee could add to its work potentially is that I'm anticipating that you guys have already gotten multiple media inquiries and requests for statements. So I think this subcommittee could be the group that's in charge of like getting that statement together, getting the group together, because you can't release a statement as a group unless you all have voted on it and approved it. And also could be where you send the media to answer inquiries. When that happens, out of a meeting, you cannot speak on behalf of the committee, but you can speak as a member of the committee. You can speak for yourself. You can't speak for the whole committee unless you have had a meeting and voted on a topic. But I think to have that centralized, because I don't know how much that's going to happen moving forward or over the next time, it might be good to have a place where that lands. So just adding that to that group.
So some things that I wrote down, just to bullet point, is last meeting I think we had talked about creating establishing a line of communication with community members, whether it's an email newsletter or people can put their email in and sign up to receive things from us. And then also Dana and I try to stay on top of the website by recommending any changes that we have to make sure it's user-friendly, that people understand what's going on and up-to-date. And I know we recently got some recommendations because we have changed the way we do the meetings with Zoom. So that's something that this group tends to kind of oversee, and then attend other community event meetings to either answer questions or be engaged with them as a part of the CPAC, and then attend events. And then obviously the media inquiries. So if there's anybody else on the call that would like to be a part of that, it is, all the subcommittees do have their own extra time that are engaged. So Dana and I sometimes are scrambling to cover certain things, but we would definitely appreciate more help.
I'd be super interested to help you guys with that.
Okay.
Ideally, we should have 3 or 4 people on that subcommittee, on each, every subcommittee.
Yeah, so I think if we can get 4 people and an alternate for each subcommittee, that would be ideal. And I know that Kiara is not on here, so I don't remember.
You can volunteer her for it, right? Isn't that the way this works?
Perfect. You don't show up, you get voluntold.
Yeah. Okay, so if we put her in there for now, that would be 4 people. That would be me, Dana, Shayna, Kiara, and then an alternate. Steven, do you want to jump in on this? Are you still online?
Oh, I'm online. I thought Elizabeth had said that she wanted to be a part of this. Is that correct?
She wanted to be a part of the CRT.
Oh, okay. No, sorry. Yeah, I screwed that up. No, I'm good to go.
Okay. Okay, so Stephen, we'll have you as an alternate.
Okay.
Crystal, another thing to consider is if there are recommendations from the engagement and outreach team that about how and why people want to or not want to engage, I think you guys should make that recommendation to the larger committee as well. So like, if you're seeing that people aren't showing up meeting in person, but they're doing it when we're doing virtual meetings, is that something you want to recommend having long term or maybe quarterly or something like that? Also, if public comment needs to be earlier in the agenda, like you guys choose to have it at the end, some people have it at the beginning of their meetings, things like that, as you guys are gathering information about why some people would participate or not participate, I think this committee should make that one of their action items of like studying that, understanding it, making recommendations to the whole committee about how things might go to make people more, make it more able to participate. Sorry, I don't know why I can't get my words together.
That's a good point. And then also I remember one thing I didn't mention is we also ask the city of Tacoma and sometimes the TPD to post things about our meetings or that we are having meetings to let people know. So it's a cumbersome process at that point. So that may be something that the subcommittee may want to look at again and see if there's a better way to have that stuff happen. That was a part of it as well.
I noticed the last two meetings, if you look at the numbers down below when you first start, like last time it was in the 40s. And then as soon as we started going, it dropped down to the 20s. And then when we were ready to have the public, it popped back up to like the 30s and 40s. If that means anything or helps, or if anyone else noticed that. Yeah,
I noticed in the beginning it was definitely packed and came out just to say the statements. A lot of people had kind of pre-written statements that they wanted to say. So, but that's something that this subcommittee can talk about those details later. So we don't necessarily need to get into that now. But if you're not in the subcommittee, so Jill, thank you for that insight. Definitely send that information to the subcommittees and bring that up in the next meeting. Anything else on outreach? We're good on there, people?
I think we're good on there. We can move on to the CTRT. Who else wants to help Crystal and Elizabeth with that committee?
Excuse me, this is Elizabeth. I missed the outreach committee. Is there room on that committee?
So we have Dana, Shana, myself, and Kiara, and Steven as a alternate. So we can only have four in an alternate with the numbers that we have at the moment.
Well, we can let Elizabeth have the alternate spot if you wish.
Okay. That's up to you. I'm that kind of girl, so.
Perfect.
You know what I mean.
Well, nobody goes running to the data and trends subcommittee.
Yes, so. Steven's on that committee all by himself almost. Yeah.
Okay, well, let me know if that's something that you guys want to do.
Okay, I put you in as the alternate then.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so CTRT, so I'll go over a little bit of the background with the CTRT. For the new members, and I think this might help clear up some confusion. So back in 2015, there were some shows out in the Hilltop area, and they were pretty traumatic for the community to witness. And so, and anybody jump in if I'm going off base here, but this is just from my memory. Project Peace sent a recommendation to develop some sort of community trauma response based off of those events. What had happened from the research that I did by looking at all the different forms of communication that had occurred was it really seemed like there was a disconnect between communication from the TPD while they were investigating the shootings to the community members who were witnessing the victims laying in the middle of the street, uncovered, So it was very traumatic for the community, and they weren't having any questions answered because there was an investigation taking place. Long story short, that was in 2015. There had been some research about different programs in the country, but I'm not sure how far anyone actually got up until when I came on in 2017. We really started pushing for this, and then we got to the point where we were able to, based off of all that communication, come up with a request for proposal, which had all the recommendation that the Project Peace had put in, our own recommendations that we thought we would want to come forward in a program like that, and then we sent that recommendation to the city of Tacoma. And then that was approved, and they put out a bid for organizations to respond to that. And we had one response, and the bid was accepted and approved, and we were going into negotiations for the contract. And in a meeting in which CPAC was not invited to, after that meeting, the bid that provided all of the services that we requested, the bidder pulled out. We're under the assumption that our chaplaincy program covered all those bases, which is something that we had already determined did not. That's why we didn't go that route. So among other things that are conflicts with that, so now that's where we're at, starting with the CTRT. I do have a meeting scheduled on.
What are you going to say?
I was just going to say I have a meeting on the 10th. So that's moving forward. So the subcommittee would start with that process.
So there should be some updates tomorrow, and I will reach out to Crystal and Lewis as a result of the last meeting, because I should have some updates on where that process is, whether we're starting from scratch or if we're picking up where we left off. So I don't have all the details because Linda was out on PTO today, but I was out on Friday when she tried to reach me. So she said there's an update. So I will get that to you guys tomorrow. I mean, yeah.
Hey, Crystal, what time is that meeting on the 10th of July?
It's the 9th of July at 10 a.m.
Okay.
So right now I have Elizabeth. You volunteered for the CTRT subcommittee. Lewis, you want to be on the CTRT subcommittee?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I have myself, and then we have room for one more person and an alternate.
Was Jill on that one?
Not currently.
No. She was on the policy one.
Right.
Yeah. I'm kind of liking the CTR. What is it? CTR. C?
Community Trauma Response Team, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Kind of liking that, but the policy one is going to be a lot of work, correct?
There's a lot of work for the policy committee going forward.
Okay, maybe I better just not spread myself too thin right now since I'm new, but yeah, that is interesting to me, yeah.
So would you rather be on the CTRT than the policy committee? I mean, we don't want to pressure you into doing anything, but we welcome your contribution to both committees if you have the time.
Ooh, that's a good one, Alex. Okay. I will try that one too. I mean,
how about as an alternate?
Yeah, thank you, Crystal. I was just getting ready to say that. Maybe, yeah, as an alternate, because I want to do a good job. Don't want to spread myself too thin and not be effective. So alternate, yeah, that would work.
Okay. So then we have one more opening. And then
I see Dana raising her hand.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Like, broke Yara in there or put Dana in there? Okay, Dana. Boom.
Hey, Steve, it's your turn to recruit people to join the Data and Trends Committee.
Oh, everybody come running.
Do you want to explain a little bit about what the subcommittee does?
The subcommittee generally takes on things to look at, reviews all the complaints that come in, kind of pre-vets them before we discuss. I generally go out looking for something in the news and finding some data to give us an idea of what context to take things in. Everything from the number of vehicle crashes in the state since 2012 when we got the marijuana legal to scooter accidents. I think Dana had some concerns about that at some point. So it's just data. I interact with TPD, Lieutenant Carl, on some of the specific requests that we have that I can't access.
So just to chime in there, Stephen, we did ask at the last, prior to the last special meeting for all the use of force complaints within a certain period of time, and then the results of those complaints, were they founded or unfounded, and any updates on any officer involved death. So there, I don't remember the other, there was one other thing that I asked for. So I think that that could be some data that your group may, that might fall under your area. But
it does.
Okay.
It does. But I don't want to be just completely reliant on TPD for information.
Sure.
I think we need to develop some other information.
Yeah. I just wanted to let the group know that complaints and looking at trends within those complaints was part of something that you would be doing. So you actually read them, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants to volunteer to help Steve out, he does a really great job of doing all the number crunching and everything for you. So I think you're probably okay with that, but he will definitely need support reviewing the complaints. And,
yeah, get a glass bowl so you can just drop it into it.
So
I would be willing to help out.
Is that Elizabeth?
Jennifer?
Yeah, Jennifer.
Welcome aboard, Jennifer.
I also think the rest of the committee, as they're working in their committee work, need to be thinking about what other data points that you would be feeding to that committee, because as your work changes and your charter changes, you might need to be looking at different data and in different ways. So I think you should leave yourself open to that as well.
Absolutely.
I'm also still, I know Latasha was going to send it to us, but that staffing audit that was done, I'm still interested in seeing what that would look like, because I know there were a lot of recommendations tied.
Have the results come back from that?
I believe they're already back. We just didn't get that copy quite yet because she's okay. A little busy.
Yes, it is completed. I actually myself, so I don't know how widely it's been distributed yet, but it has been done. I can follow up on that with Lakota.
Okay, so I'm gonna throw Kiara's name in there just to fill in a gap for the data and trends and reviewing the complaints, because she's in the outreach and she's not here, and I know everyone's kind of already in two groups at this point.
Well, and Kiara has expressed an interest in some of those reports that Stephen's brought up before, so that makes sense.
And if she doesn't want to, we can always switch, right, Tanisha?
Yes, you guys can change.
Okay.
You could change committees.
So then that leaves one more person. And if we don't fill it up, you know, I guess that's okay. I think it's helpful to have more people, but.
Well, we do have a changeover with Alex leaving here shortly, and hopefully a new person to
come. Yeah, there'll be somebody to replace me, so.
Yeah, so that may be a data and trends person. So we can leave it over.
This is Elizabeth. I'll take that. And I guess I should.
You're going to join the trends committee?
Probably. I'm sorry, say that again.
I said Elizabeth is agreeing to join the data and trends committee.
Yes.
Okay.
I better take myself off the alternative list for that other one, though.
Okay.
Okay.
But that's okay. Sorry to... All of this is so interesting.
Well, as Stephen mentioned, we could have a... Well, we will have a new committee member in the near future, and they may have an interest in being an alternate on the Education and Outreach Committee or an alternate on the Data and Trends Committee. So for right now, I think we're set. If we want to formalize these members, then we can move on to that portion of our agenda.
I move to accept the subcommittees as discussed and the people on those subcommittees as addressed.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Any opposition or abstentions? Okay. Next item, which was alluded to earlier by Tanisha, was the media request. And we agreed that the Education and Outreach Committee will craft and agree upon a statement for press inquiries. So that having been agreed to already, and we can move for an adjournment.
If I may, just real quick, Alex, you've been a wonderful chair. I've taken a lot of comfort and I don't know. You've just been very organized. You've kept a cool head, kept things going, kept us on task. I want to tell you that I appreciate you being here, and you're certainly going to be missed.
Well, I thank you very much. I've enjoyed my work on the committee, and I'm sorry that I have to leave at this very critical time for the city.
Well, we do hope to have you back in some fashion in the future as well.
Yes.
Thank
you. Also want to thank Allison, Holly, and Robert for being on the call listening. So,
thank you, Alex, for all you've done.
Yes, thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. I'm new and I didn't get to spend much time with you, but I could tell, oh, he's got it under control. So when I didn't know what was going on. So
well, I appreciate those kind remarks. Thank you so much. So I'll entertain a motion for adjournment then.
So move.
Second.
And Stephen. All right. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Any abstentions? Meeting adjourns at 6:40.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.